In 1997, after years of being targeted by environmentalists, executives of the WTI incinerator in eastern Ohio filed a countersuit against 32 critics. The company demanded each of them pay $1 million in punitive damages for things like tarnishing the company's image and interfering in its business. Now, as court pressure builds for WTI to prove its case, the company has lifted its suit. A lawyer for environmentalists is claiming victory. Matt Pawa says there's a lesson here.
If you are sued by one of these corporations and you're hit with one of these slap suits, hang in there and keep fighting, and eventually the company, when it's forced to try to explain its allegations, is going to have to either back down or face the consequences.
But a spokesman for WTI says the shelving of the countersuit is not a sign WTI is giving up. He says it's just trying to attract its critics to the bargaining table. WTI notes it can reinstate its suit anytime within a year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.